Blog Talk Radio.
People around you who love this whole team. So good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. It's straight up the top of the hour. Happy birthday. It is 9 o'clock in the morning, so let's get started. You know, I'm human. We're human, and we're all as frail as one another. And last night, I was upset. And last night, before going to bed, I was in an emotional state that I really knew that didn't serve me, and I wanted to shake it off last night before I went to bed. And one of the lessons that I've learned over a period of time, one of my mentors said that your emotions are either your servants or your destroyers, and that we truly do have dominion over our emotions if we're going to be a leader. True leaders never stop working hard to grow emotionally. I mean, how we respond to situations in our lives is a big deal. And understand that the dominant emotions that we go to bed with, they actually could permeate our thoughts through the night, and they come with us into the next day. So I wanted to leave them behind. Because I also want you to understand that why our emotions are important is that leaders never underestimate the impact their decisions have on the lives of others. And our decisions so often are impacted by our emotions. So last night I sat down, my intention was, with reading 10 pages of a good book, as I tell everyone, the first thing it does is cleanse you of your day. And I will tell you, it took a lot more than 10 pages last night to cleanse me of my day. But over time, I could feel myself becoming a lot more emotionally in a better place. I felt myself filled up. I felt myself letting go of what it is that was on my mind. I felt myself moving away from what it is that was upsetting me. And then I found myself in a place where I wanted to focus in on my dreams. I wanted to focus in on our dreams as a family. I wanted to focus in on the dreams that we have collectively in the shared vision we have here in Team Spirit. And that brought me to a place where I asked a question, and I wrote this down. And I want you to ask yourself this question. What is life without a dream? Ask yourself that question. What is life without a dream? Hopefully you're on this call going, I don't know, because I've got a great dream. But the reality is, you don't have a great dream unless you can literally either reach into your hip pocket, you can reach into a folder, you can look on your wall, you can go to something that clearly defines what that dream is for you. Because the answer to that question is, what is life without a dream? If you don't have one, you're living it right now. Maybe you're feeling a little stuck. Maybe you're feeling you're not living up to your full potential. Maybe you feel that everything that you know is possible for you is not coming true. Maybe you're feeling that you're creating yesterday over and over again. What is life without a dream? And it truly was in my mind last night. I realized the energy that it got within me. When I focused in and understood truly why we are doing this, what is this is for our family, and what this is for Team and Spirit, and it raised me up to a place where I felt excited, I felt energized, but I felt purposeful. And then I wrote something else down, and I want you to write this one down because it came to me. I put in my journal after I looked at the day that I just had, and then I designed the day that I want to have, and the insights that I wrote down are this. Dreams are the starting points of all achievement. Dreams are the starting point of all achievement. I truly believe it's the starting point. It's also the finishing point. It's also the fuel. You know, I know when Walt Disney's Disneyland was opened, and they were saying that he missed the opening because he died a few years earlier. And as they were walking through just before the grand opening, one of the park attendees who was standing there with one of the partners who was involved in opening it up, they looked and said, isn't it a pity that was never lived to see this theme park. And the other person looked at him and said, no, he saw this theme park. That's why we are here today. So dreams are the starting point of all achievements. What moves you? What moves you? Can you clearly define and articulate that? You say, oh, I don't know if that stuff is important. I don't have a dream. You know, it's not the starting point of all achievement. I don't know what moves me. I'm just going to be a wandering generality. I'll get out of bed and I'll bounce from here and I'll bounce to there. And they're saying, I wonder why I'm not finding any great people to build my business with. I want you to have another insight that I wrote down. It's just a flooding into my mind is leaders recognize the higher value they place on their business and their vision and their dream, the faster the great people that they're looking for appear. So the faster, the stronger the value that you place on your business and the vision and dream that you have for it, for yourself, for your family, for team and spirit, the faster great people appear to want to partner with you. Some of you going, wow, this truly is, and this can be life-changing. But then for those of you that are already there, it goes further. As I sat back and I was writing down, the next thought came into my mind. And I realized as we are there, as so many of you on this call are, what do great leaders truly recognize? They recognize the ripple effect of their dreams and their leadership. What does that mean? We see the ripple effect as it permeates out. We understand that we are different because of our dreams. We act differently because of our dreams. And therefore, the world is different because of our dreams. We understand that it's within ourselves, the people that we touch on a daily basis. We understand that it's our children. We also truly understand that it's our children's children, our children's children. We begin to truly understand what is happening. We truly understand what it is that we're doing. We truly understand leaders never underestimate the impact of their decisions on their lives and the lives of others. So suddenly we understand why it is we want to dream and what it is that it does. And then when we have this dream, what happens? Sometimes we have doubts. I know. I'm like anyone else. There are times I have doubts. There are times I have worries. There are times I have concerns. There are times I wonder if I can do this. And what do I do? You know, Chris Roddy sent an email last night that inspired me during this time to pray. And I prayed and meditated. And that prayer and that meditation was the spark that initially inspired me to go and read and go to what it is that I knew to do. But that prayerful process truly filled me up and got me out of that inertia and moved me to where what was a good thing for me to do. I love what Thomas Edison said. I truly believe this with every fiber of my being, that God has created us to be great. Thomas Edison put it so beautifully. If we did all the things we're capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. So let's astound ourselves. Let's start today. But why won't we not start today? What might even hold you back? Your beliefs. Our beliefs. And a great way to get unstuck in belief, and one that I use all the time, is that I truly believe, you've heard me say it so often, is that God doesn't play favorites. I believe with every fiber of my being that God has already given me everything that I need to succeed, has already placed the people in my life that I need to succeed. I just need to honor it by believing it. And through believing it, getting into action with it. Through getting into action with it, it'll create results. And those results will help me to see a higher being, a higher potential, which will what? will move me into greater action, give me greater results, and increase my belief. So when Emerson said, do the thing and you shall have the power, that's God speaking through him. Do the thing and you shall have the power. When Edison says, if we do all the things we're capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves, I believe that's God saying that. So to believe is to be strong, but doubt cramps energy. I believe that's the devil in it. I believe that doubt cramps energy. But that's the game. That's life. That's our understanding. Our job is to move away from those doubts through getting into action. Doubt cramps energy. Whether you believe or whether you disbelieve, to take away men's hope is wicked. Now think about this. If we understand the ripple effect of what it is that we're doing, what are we sowing out into the world? Are we working on God, with God? Are we sowing belief out into the world? Are we sowing disbelief out into the world? Whether you believe or disbelieve, to take away men's hope is wicked. Can't we sow hope out into the world? Sow belief out into the world? Do not cramp your own energy or the energy of anybody that you meet. Don't do it. Let's choose to have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Let's choose to act in a hopeful manner. Let's choose to act with belief. Let's choose to act powerfully. Let's sow belief out into our lives and other people's lives, and let's choose to be around people that do the same. That's the essence of team and spirit. When a great adventure is offered to you, don't refuse it. We have a great adventure before us today. We woke up, God gave us his good grace, and today's the opportunity for us to have a great adventure. Don't fight it. Focus on it. Fight for it. Let's go out there and make it happen. One of the beautiful quotes that I finished up with last night that I read two or three times because I love Jim Rohn stuff. I have it all over house, Sylvia, and I have it everywhere. There are books in so many places in this house. If you have a doubting moment, you can pick up our dreams. You can see photographs of them around the house. You can pick up a book. There's so many things that we have to support ourselves to get us to where we're at and where we're going. But God is all around us. We have this belief system that is with us. And I love this last quote. Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their futures in someone else's hands, but not you. Let's have a God-filled, gorgeous, hopeful, belief-filled, action-orientated today. Why? Because we deserve it. We know it.
Wow, you talk about motivational. You know, we all go through those days. We go through those periods in our life where something won't be right. Our parents get sick, our kids get sick. In my case, you could have a son going to prison. It doesn't matter what it is. You always go through an emotional time period. But the people that continue to dwell inside of those emotions, they continue to dwell as victims instead of conquerors, are exactly the ones that will run around as dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies telling the world, you know, oh, poor me, poor me. And when I hear Garrett, when I hear anybody out there, I don't care what leader it is, when somebody says, I'm picking myself up by the bootstraps and I'm moving on. Angie Turner comes to mind, the young lady who lost everything a couple, 3 weeks ago that Dalton, my son's been helping out. An arsonist torches her duplex. Her cat dies. She barely gets out with her life. Thank goodness her 12-year-old daughter was at her grandma's, but everything is gone. Instead of acting as a victim, she picks herself up. She goes out there. She continues to go to work. She continues to move forward. Those are the type of people, Mark, that I want to surround myself with, buddy. That's the kind of people that we have on our team.
Well, it's 100%. It's 100% right, Troy. You know, in our business, you don't need everybody. You just need the willing. You know, when you're brand new in network marketing, and it's such a kick to be able to sponsor anybody that you literally will sponsor anybody. But what you have to think about is their energy. Are they adding energy to you? Are they adding energy to life? Or are they sapping you? Do you have to drag them across the finish line because you want it more for them than they want it for you? I mean, you know, everybody wants to get paid, but some paydays exact a tremendous price. So you have to really be careful when you're building your business to build it with the right people.
Oh, bar none. You know, I've got a gentleman on my team, Harry Wilkes, and Harry is the kind of guy that does not let dust settle under his butt. I mean, this is a guy that when I brought him onto my team, he asked me, who were the top leaders? Who do I need to contact? And I told him, here's the players, here's who you need to contact, here's the guys in the corporate office that are rock solid that are going to be there. This guy's only been with me about 3 weeks, and he's making contacts with the CEO, with the president, with the chief information officer, with the head distributor. You know, he's out there talking to people cross-line who I've told him are the top leaders in the company so that he can build a relationship with them. This is the type of person who says, hey, I'm committed. I'm going to make this work no matter how stressful I might be in my life. And, I mean, he's taking care of his grandkids right now before school starts. He's getting some stuff going. You know, those are the type of people, Mark, that change history in every field known to man, and sometimes they create their own. You know, I can just think back of long-haired hippie dude Bill Gates running around with his buddy Steve Ballmer in their garage, and people looking at him saying, why are you borrowing $50,000 to buy this stupid program that IBM doesn't even want? You know, and now some 30 years later, you know, that company has morphed into the largest software conglomerate in the world. All because a couple of hippies decided, hey, we don't need to focus on everything. Let's just focus on one thing, and then let's not let any of those dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies keep it from happening. And that's what it's about. Who would have thought? Now think about this, Mark. Who would have thought that some old fart from Omaha, Nebraska, who read a book by Benjamin Graham on how to invest in the stock market, would become the first billionaire in history to make his money just by owning stock in every other company? I mean, that doesn't happen. Big fancy Wall Street guys come from the East Coast. We know that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you make a great point, and if you're standing in front of an opportunity and you're not sure it's for you, you're probably not ready because, you know, success occurs at the crossroads of preparedness and opportunity. And, you know, people talk today, oh, how would you feel if, you know, you had invested, you know, with Bill Gates back then, wouldn't you? You'd be such a multimillionaire, maybe close to a billionaire. Some of his guys who are with him are like, you know, almost billionaires or billionaires in themselves. One of them's got one of the biggest pleasure yachts in the world. It's got every conceivable toy on it. Well, I'll tell you, sometimes you really have to look at something real close to be sure if it's an opportunity. Because if you look back at the picture of Bill Gates and his original crew, they look like a garage band.
Oh, my gosh, do they ever, you know.
So even if you were standing in front of them, you may not have taken the opportunity right then. How discerning are you? You have to look at the content of their heart and their character. And, yes, there are some people in the world who will destroy your dreams, you know, disguised as leaders. They are wicked. So you have to, but if you're discerning, you can see through all of that.
Well, you can. And, you know, his original partner, Paul Allen, is who you were talking about with the yacht. And when Paul got cancer back in the 80s, he told Bill, I've got to get out of here. I can't do this. I've got to take care of my life. I've got to take care of my family. And Bill said, that's not a problem, man. You own half the company. You know, so he goes over and he takes his money, takes that stock in Microsoft, utilizes it to find a cure for himself, utilizes it to fund a foundation to find cures for other people, and today he's alive. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I just want to make money. It's never about the money. It's always about what you can do with it. And here's a man that was so thankful for the type of research and the type of remedy found for him that he's out there now funding other people so that they can find results, and I love that. When I look back at Sam Walton, here, you know, you and I have had this discussion how sometimes people will make a comment about my slang and the way my vocabulary comes out with that southern drawl. But think of this little old ragtag Arkansas boy from Bentonville running a Ben Franklin five and dime. And he has a passion, he has a vision to help all of America, middle America especially, and to find a way that they can afford to get things. And all of a sudden, the big guys look at him and say, "You got to be joking. We're Sears, we're Kmart, we're Woolworths. You can't beat us." And now, 35, 40 years later, even after his death, and I'm telling you, the last decade after his death was even better than before, you know, here's a company, doesn't matter what controversy it's there, they've been able to bring the prices for middle America lower. They've been able to help the average American go in and afford to be able to continue through the recessionary periods. And it's these visionaries like that that are what built America. They're the ones that don't let the dust settle under their butt. And network marketing's full of these guys. Amway wouldn't be where it was today if those original two best friends had not decided, you know what, we really like this, but we want to be able to take it to the next level. And they went out and cranked it out. Herbalife would not be the billion-dollar company it is if Mark Hughes wouldn't have said, you know what, I don't want other people to die like my mom died. And he went out there and he started spreading his vision, even with the naysayers, even with all the people that said, you can't do this, even with all the congressional hearings and the publicity saying your product kills people. He believed in his product. He continued to grow. He went out there and do it. Even a company closer to us, Mark, Invisus Direct, if James Harrison hadn't had a passion along with his partner, Jeff Nichols, of being able to help middle America families protect themselves from hackers and cyber predators, that company wouldn't be in business 8 years later. It's visionaries. At both a corporate level and in the field, that change the way America is. And those are the type of people, if you're on this call today and you are looking to get into network marketing and you haven't found a home yet, you start looking around and interviewing leaders. You interview the leader that has the same values, the same principles, the same drive and dedication that you have, and I guarantee you, you'll find a company, service, or product that you'll find worth marketing. But it all starts and ends with leadership and what type of leadership is going to be there for you and when the times are rough. Just like Garrett just mentioned, somebody calls him up and says, man, pray and read this book, and boom, there he goes. And Mark, you and I have been there for each other like that. Countless times. We can't even count on our hands how many times we've been there to keep each other afloat.
No, you'd be exhausting the toes and the fingers many times over. You know, Jay Van Andel and Rich DeVos, who were the founders of Amway, who you mentioned earlier, they actually started in business together by running a very successful flight school. And here's the kicker, gang. None of them was a pilot. they were salesmen and administrators, and that's where their skills were. And they figured, you know, if they could promote it, they could hire people. And nothing to do with the design of the car, but he knew exactly what he wanted, so he hired the best engineers he could find of his time. And when he told them he wanted an internal combustion engine, he said, Mr. Ford, that's impossible. He said, I know, that's why I hired you guys. So basically what I'm telling you, and I'll give you a practical application in a second, or one from my own life, is that when you get an idea, a good idea, don't ignore it. Write it down. I keep a pad of paper by my bed at night in case something comes to me in a dream. I wake up and I write it down, because a good idea is a spark from God. When we talk about God gave you everything you needed, it's all within you. Are you paying attention? 25 years ago, I had an idea for a product. I did not act on it. 5 years later, Best Foods brought it out, Troy.
Wow.
Literally. Same exact thing. Another 3 years after that, I thought about something, and I said, wow, this is a great idea. And I was actually in that industry at the time, and I did not act on it. And Hershey brought it out. It took longer. It's out today, okay? But they brought it out. So I've been beaten up twice. So when you get a good idea. It doesn't operate in a vacuum. It is heaven sent. Act on it. That's what I got to tell you.
Well, you hit it dead on. It's a matter of acting. It's a matter of doing. And for you folks that may not realize it, Amway now, not only are they in network marketing, retailing products, but they have one of the largest research and development labs. They manufacture products for other companies. They own hotels. They own sports teams. A second-generation family is running that and will soon be passed to a third generation. Folks, if you want to change the life of what your future generations in your family will be like, if you want to make sure that your family's going to be there, that they're going to have everything that they need to be able to sustain any ups, downs, sideways, then you need to make that commitment right now. I don't care if it's network marketing. I don't care if you own a franchise. I don't care if you work for a corporation. You need to make the changes, the sacrifices, the commitments, the planning in order to control the destiny of your family. And that may be harsh, and some of you may be saying, well, Troy, you can't control your destiny. You know what? I'm a firm believer that in the end of the day, God controls it all. But you know what? He puts into each one of us the choices in making sure that we're going in the right direction. And if you don't plan, then you're not ever going to reach anything. So you've got to create the plans. You've got to start moving in the right direction. You've got to decide today, hey, I'm going to do one action that will change my life. And then you just do that action every day for 21 days, and I guarantee you it'll become a habit. And if you do it another 21 days, it'll become a ritual. It'll be something that you will not live without, you know, that you will do and that you will go out there and strive to do. And people will look around you and say, you know what? There's something different about you. What's going on? Tell me what's happening in your life. I have heard and read so many success stories, Mark, since the recession started almost 19 months ago, of people who said enough is enough, and instead of buying into this negative thought process that the world's going to hell in a handbasket, they've gone out there and changed the legacy in their families. They've started new businesses. They've become consultants. They've joined network marketing. They've launched new companies. You know, they're not the type of folks that are waiting for a handout. They're the ones going out there and now giving a hand up to other people who are saying, I want to go make it in this world and not have to think about what the government or what the company or what the state or anybody else can do for me. I'm going to go out there and do it for myself.
Well, I tell you what, and the leaders are out there, the right leaders are out there. Now, in China, changed the world and enslaved a billion people. Gandhi freed a billion people by changing the world, by saying we must become the change we seek. If you're waiting for someone else to hand you what the change is, then you have to play by their rules with all the strings attached. So, you know, you can be your own person. It's how you react to the world around you that will make the difference. We can't control what others do. We can only control our own actions. So if you're in a business, a network marketing business, it's not going as fast as you want, you know what you have to do. You have to talk to more people. It's really as simple as that. Make up your mind to be the best you. You're not going to be Troy, you're not going to be Garrett, you're not going to be me, but you're going to be the best you that you can be. And if I can get this quote right from Art Williams, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. So make sure that you are doing all that you can do.
That's it. And folks, as we draw this hour down, you need to remember, go out there and do one thing today. Go out there and make that one action move that will start you down the road to victory, that will start you down the road to winning, and winning in a big way for you and your family, not your upline, not your sideline, not your downline. Winning starts and ends with you. And it's like Mark said, you're in it to become the best you can be, not the best me or anybody else. So, folks, have an awesome, fantastic day. Tomorrow, it's Feedback Friday. Be here at 9 o'clock, and don't forget Aces Radio Live tomorrow at 5. We'll see y'all at the top.
Have a great day, everyone.